It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, from a very cold single-digit temperatures, Johnson, Nebraska, this afternoon. We have high school basketball for you, an unusual Wednesday afternoon edition of high school basketball. The sub-district tournaments taking place here at Johnson-Brock. Our game this afternoon, the Johnson-Brock Eagles hosting the Southern High Raiders. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon's broadcast. If you didn't want to get out in these cold temperatures, well, I can't say as I blame you. So we invite you just to snuggle up to your radio and enjoy some high school basketball with us this afternoon here from Johnson. This game moved up to a 3 o'clock tip-off. The game that follows between Freeman and Elwood Murdoch scheduled for around 4:30. So they want to try and get these kids to get the games in and get these kids home before the temperatures get completely out of hand. We do have a bit of housekeeping here for you, some important information. The game tomorrow that's scheduled here for Johnson at Johnson will be played at 5 o'clock. Now, if you look at the original brackets that the NSAA put out, they had it set for 6:30, but they have moved tomorrow's game up till 5. Now, that, of course, will pit the winner of this Johnson-Brock Southern game against the winner of the Freeman and Elmwood Murdoch game that's coming up here later this evening. So, again, basketball tomorrow at 5 o'clock here at Johnson-Brock. All right, we've got the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Let's talk about them for a minute. They are 22-1 coming into this ballgame. They lost their season opener to Lincoln Christian, a much larger school. Since then, they have reeled off 22 straight wins, winning tournaments, the Holiday Tournament, the Mudeikis Tournament, the Pioneer Conference Tournament. These young ladies have collected a lot of hardware and medals throughout this basketball season. And now the big one. We get into the final competition of the year, sub-districts, and, of course, hopefully punching a ticket to the state tournament. Johnson-Brock at 22-1. The Southern Raiders, well, they've had a little bit of a struggle. They not a bad season. They are 8-15 on the year. At 8-15, coming in here as the underdogs. I talked to a couple of the girls earlier when they showed up here about an hour ago, and they said, we don't want this to be our last game for the seniors. So we'll see how it works out here for the Southern High Raiders as they're taking on the homestanding Johnson-Brock Eagles. We'll take a one-minute break here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this game right after this one-minute timeout. Live from Johnson, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we will welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles and the Lady Raiders of Southern getting ready to do battle here in the girls' sub-district tournament. Let's look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Southern High Raiders, they're coached by head coach Hannah Baumgartner. They are 8-15 on the season. They'll go with Reese Bernard. Bernard is a freshman. Emma Eisenhower. Eisenhower, also a freshman. Hadley Markson, a freshman. Jalen Clover, a freshman, and Annika Glenn, who is a junior. So a very young starting lineup for the Southern Raiders. Four freshmen starting this ball game for the Raiders. As we said earlier, they are 8-15 on the year. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer. As we said, they are 22-1 coming into this one. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens is a senior. She's averaging 9.5 points per ball game. Daly Pelican, a sophomore, averaging 8.5 points per game. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a senior, 4 points per contest. Chloe Weiss is a senior, 7.5 points per game. And the leading scorer and rebounder for the Johnson Brock Eagles is Taryn Ottoman, a senior. Taryn averaging 8.5 rebounds and 18.5 points per contest so far this year. As we said, the Eagles 22-1 on the year coming into this one. So on paper, it looks like Johnson Brock should be in pretty good shape here. If they are able to get the win, they will face the winner of Freeman and Elmwood Murdoch. That game will be played at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here at Johnson Brock. Looks like we're getting set for our national anthem, so we'll step aside for another 2-minute break, and we'll be back in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
It's National FFA Week, and Nemaha County Hospital celebrates the future of agriculture. They're proud to support the hardworking students shaping our communities. And Nemaha County Hospital wants to thank all the FFA members and their leaders for their dedication. Your commitment to innovation, leadership, and growth in agriculture inspires us all. Keep striving for excellence. You're planting seeds for a brighter tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again inside Johnson Brock High School, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles facing the Southern High Raiders. Do us a favor right now. Think of someone you know who might be interested in enjoying this afternoon's broadcast. They may not be aware that we're playing basketball at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Give them a call right now on your phone. Let them know that Sunny 101.3 has the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles and the Southern High Raiders on the air. Also, of course, we're available on our mobile app, MSC Radio. Download that to your cell phone. You can listen anywhere around the country. We know Matt Prophet is listening in this afternoon from Louisville, Kentucky. He uses the MSCSports.net website. Glad to have Matt along. I think he's just celebrated a birthday here this past week, so a belated happy birthday to Matt Prophet. All right, we're ready to jump it up. Johnson Brock stepping in there is Taryn Ottoman. She'll jump it against Jalen Clover, and the tip is controlled by Johnson Brock. Lady Eagles with the basketball. It's Chloe Weiss on the dribble to the left side to Daly Pelican. Inside baseline, left side, Taryn Ottoman. Back out it comes to Behrens. Top of the key is Pelican. Daly Pelican, across court pass to the far side. Chloe Weiss looking inside for Ottoman. In the paint, it goes to Brooklyn Behrens. Left wing, back to Behrens on the corner baseline into Ottoman. Open look, Behrens for three from the left wing, up and good. Brooklyn Behrens opens the scoring with a three-point bucket from deep in the corner on the left side baseline. 3-0, Johnson Brock on top, opening 30 seconds of the ballgame. Annika Glenn with the basketball. The freshman comes to the right side. Her pass goes off the fingertips over here. And out of bounds. That went off the fingertips of Emma Eisenhower. Got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Lady Eagles. Chloe Weiss will bring the ball across the timeline. She'll set the offense to the left wing with it to Behrens. Back up top to Weiss on the left elbow. Skip pass across court finds Daly Pelican. Pelican inside Behrens. Left side is Chloe Weiss. She got trapped down there on the baseline under the basket. Goes inside to Buckmeyer. Again it comes to Behrens. Ottoman double team, triple teamed inside the paint. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Behrens goes up with a shot. Shot off the glass doesn't go. Rebound to Barnard. Reese Barnard, the freshman, into forecourt. Picks up her dribble to the top of the key to Jalen Clover. Across court to the left side, that's Hadley Maxson. Maxson takes it to the baseline. The freshman gets tied up. Has the ball taken away by Chloe Weiss. Weiss's pass down court. Tipped away by Maxson. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Hadley Maxson, just a freshman. Very active ball player out there, offensively and defensively. For the Raiders, into forecourt, comes Daly Pelican. Her pass to the left side, Ottoman in the paint. Clover is there to cover up Ottoman, not giving her a look at the basket. Across court pass to Buckmeyer, too tall, and it went over Brooklyn's head out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, give the basketball back to the Southern Raiders. 6:18 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson Brock High School. Wednesday afternoon, high school basketball. A bit of an oddity here on Sunny 101.3. Weather pushed us back a couple of days here. The Monday game played yesterday and Tuesday game being played this afternoon. Into forecourt with it is Bernard. She's in trouble up to the top of the key. Back to Annika Glenn. Glenn comes to the near side with it. Hadley marks it. Lob pass under the basket to Clover. Clover has it taken away by Weiss. Weiss down court. Tried to get it to Pelican, but the ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds down here by Emma Eisenhower. Four freshmen in the starting lineup. Boy, the Raiders are going to be tough in 2 or 3 years getting all this varsity experience for these girls, starting four freshmen. In the paint to Brooklyn Behrens. Rebound. Ottoman. Follow shot doesn't go. Annika Glenn with the rebound. The only upperclassman in the lineup here for Southern. She's a junior. Across the timeline into forecourt. Hadley marks it all the way into the basket. Markson kicks it out. Top of the key. Left wing. Long three. Up and off. No good. Clover with a rebound. Ball is tipped away from her. Coming up with it is Ottoman. Down court to Chloe Weiss. Weiss takes it all the way in. Driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Weiss gets knocked to the ground. Ball is loose. Rebound pulled away by Emma Eisenhower. Eisenhower gets the basketball back after the outlet pass to Clover. Across court pass to the far side. Hadley marks it. Marks it. Kicks it to the elbow. Baseline. Left side three. Shot is up and off. No good. Markson with the rebound. Follow driving. Laying up. Off. No good. Clover with the rebound. Follow shot. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Jalen Clover to the free throw line. The freshman will be at the line shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, that will be her first personal and team foul number one on Johnson Brock. Free throw is up and good for Jalen Clover, the freshman. She hits the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. 5:04 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot is up and good also. The freshman, Jalen Clover. She's a third of about three sisters, I think, we've watched play ball over Southern over the years. Just a freshman is Jalen. Here comes Johnson Brock down court. Brooklyn Behrens, corner, baseline, left side. Oh, ball tipped away and stolen with the steal. Bernard driving left-handed. Layup up and good. Reese Bernard made the steal on the cross-court pass, and it's 4-3. The Raiders leading Johnson Brock up by one. Now Ottoman in traffic. Triple teamed in the paint. Across court pass goes to Daly Pelican. Bounce pass right side in the corner. Here comes Behrens. Behrens feeds off to Ottoman. Ottoman goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, probably on Jalen Culver. And we're going to put Taryn Ottoman at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Johnson Brock starting four seniors and a sophomore. Southern starting four freshmen and a junior. The first free throw is up and good for Taryn Ottoman. That foul was on Jalen Culver, her first personal, first team foul of the period on the Raiders. Taryn Ottoman's second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up and good also. She hit them both, and that puts Johnson Brock back on top, 5-4. Close ball game so far, 4:24 to play here in the first quarter. Down court pass stolen by Chloe Weiss. They've got a 2-on-1 fast break. Weiss gets it to Pelican under the basket, can't get the lay-in. Pelican has to chase the basketball down, cleared back out to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens, a cross-court pass, goes to Buckmeyer. Lob pass to Chloe Weiss. She's down deep in the corner on the right side of the basket. Goes inside to Ottoman. Pelican, open look from the left side. The three is up and off. Doesn't go out of bounds. And it'll be Southern's basketball. 3:59 to play in the first quarter. We're halfway through the first stanza. Johnson Brock up by 1, 5-4. Southern, the freshman, holding their own with the upperclassmen here so far in the ballgame this afternoon. Reese Bernard on the dribble, gets it across the timeline. Glenn sets a pick for, goes to Markson in the corner. Markson in traffic, top of the key, Annika Glenn. She holds the ball high above her head, between the rings at the top of the circle. Back to Hadley Markson. Maxson, that is, not Markson, I'm sorry. Hadley Maxson. Now it comes to Culver. Culver, left wing, Maxson. Maxson feeds inside to Glenn. Glenn's shot is up. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Annika Glenn to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who they put the foul on. I think it's going to go on Ottoman. Yes, it is, on Taryn, her first team foul number two. Glenn's free throw is up and good. Annika Glenn hits the first of two. She'll have a second. We're tied at five all here. Second free throw for Glenn is on the way up. This one is in and out of there. The ball is fought for, and it's tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Emma Eisenhower, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 3:26 to go first quarter. We're all tied at five apiece here. The 8-15 Southern Raiders are hanging with the Lady Eagles of Johnson Brock. Ottoman in the paint, hasn't been able to get a look at the basket. They've done a great job defending her. Now they go into Ottoman. Her shot is up, partially blocked by Glenn, and the rebound pulled down by Jalen Culver. Culver, outlet pass to Maxson. Maxson starts up court. Timeout taken by the Southern Raiders. 3:07 to go first quarter. We're tied at five apiece. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. It'll be Raiders basketball. Southern High School inbounds the pass to Maxson. Maxson comes back to Culver. Now Maxson gets it across the timeline, off to Glenn on the left wing. Glenn, spin move, top of the key, left elbow, comes right back underneath. Culver tries for a shot up over Ottoman, blocked away. Rebound Behrens, down court Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer looks to Chloe Weiss. The ball goes out of bounds, but it's tipped over there by Reese Barnard. Southern fans seem to feel it was touched by Chloe Weiss last, but it's going to be Johnson Brock's basketball. Weiss to inbound it. Baseline left side under her own basket. Comes up to Behrens, top of the key. Weiss can't get an open look. Now Behrens will launch a long three, up and good. Nice looking shot by Brooklyn Behrens, her second three-pointer of the afternoon. She has six. Johnson Brock goes up 8-5. Down court pass to Maxson. Maxson takes it under the basket, skips it across court. Oh, she was looking for Bernard across there, but the pass too tall and went up into the stands. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to Johnson Brock. Lady Eagles with 2:25 to go here in the first quarter, up by 3, 8-5. They have the basketball and the lead. Daly Pelican feeds into Ottoman. Finds Weiss at the outside of the left elbow, top of the circle, three-point line. Weiss penetrates into the paint, goes into Barron. She forces up a shot. Ball is tipped away. Touch last by Clover on the baseline, the freshman. Jalen Clover tipped it away from Ottoman. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Substitute back into the ballgame now comes Emma Eisenhower checking in. Eisenhower replacing Reese Bernard. Weiss will inbound it on the baseline. Comes into Ottoman. Left side, Buckmeyer. Lob pass to Weiss. She's guarded in the paint. Pelican for a long three that's in and out of there. Rimmed around. Buckmeyer had it for a moment. Now Glenn comes up with it. Out last to Maxson. Maxson into forecourt on the left wing. Maxson up top to Glenn. Glenn holds the ball to the near side. Jenna Forney in the ballgame now for the Southern Raiders, a junior. Forney on the dribble to the right wing. Lob pass into Glenn. Ottoman's there with her. Glenn's shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket by Annika Glenn. She's got 3 points, and it's a one-point ball game, 8-7 with a minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock not able to open up much of a gap here so far on this group of freshmen from Southern. 8-7, JB by 1. Buckmeyer feeds to Ottoman. Ottoman just not able to get a look in the paint. They're just all over her the minute she gets the basketball. Both Glenn and Clover just collapse on her every time they give the ball to her. Ottoman feeds it to Weiss. Shot clock down to 3-2. There's a long three up and good from the corner. Hitting the three over there. Dropping that one down deep was Kinley Weiss, who just checked into the ballgame. From the corner on the left side, we've got some confusion here. Kinley Weiss must be wearing number 1 now because she is listed as number 10. She got that one to drop. There's a turnover down court. The ball tipped away by Johnson Brock. Apparently we've had a number change here that nobody told us about. That's Kinley Weiss wearing number 1. Weiss bounce pass. Hell no, we're going to get that into forecourt. Comes Behrens. Behrens puts it underneath. Ball is tipped away. Ruby Gravatt in the ballgame now. I'm not sure what's going on with these jersey numbers. We'll get it clarified here in a minute. Gravatt's in the ballgame. Here's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Reese Bernard, her first. Brooklyn Behrens is at the free throw line. Her first free throw is up and short. We'll wait until they sort this one out on the jersey numbers here. In the ballgame, we have Pelican, Weiss, Buckmeyer, along in the corner, Ruby Gravatt. Here's the second free throw is up, and it's good for Brooklyn Behrens. So Behrens got 1 out of 2 there. We'll see who got that three-pointer earlier down there in the corner. I don't think Weiss is in the ballgame, so we'll iron that one out. Our apologies. 12-7. Johnson Brock up by 5. Here's a steal on the baseline by Daly Pelican. Down court to Chloe Weiss. 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Weiss dribbles it out on the right wing. Johnson Brock will play for the final shot here. Up by 5, 12-7. Weiss bounce pass to Behrens. Almost has it taken away. Now a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Reese Bernard. On Bernard. Her second personal, team foul number 3. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Lady Eagles are up 12-7. Here's the inbound pass to Daly Pelican. Back to Weiss, across to Pelican. She'll launch a three and got it. Daly Pelican, her first bucket of the afternoon, nails the three from out here on the wing. Time will expire. That's the end of the first quarter. Johnson Brock on top, 15-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we sorted it out during the break there. Big first quarter for Brooklyn Behrens. She has 10 points. That three we were questioning in the corner was put in by Behrens. So she's got three threes and one out of two from the free throw line. 10 points in the first answer for Brooklyn Behrens. Great start for the senior. Here's a turnover by Southern. Give the ball right back as we start this second quarter to the Lady Eagles. 15-7. Johnson Brock on top. Ruby Gravatt puts it down into the corner. Pass left side to Buckmeyer. Gravatt in there in place of Taryn Ottoman. Gravatt with the basketball. Back to Behrens for another three. Open look. Daly Pelican rebound. Follow shot. Put back. It won't go. Ball tipped around. Gravatt has it. Pulls it down. Now taken away by Glenn. Glenn got the steal. Outlet pass to Eisenhower. Stolen back by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer bounce pass right side. Daly Pelican. Open look three short off the rim. Annika Glenn with the rebound. Outlet pass comes out to Clover. Clover holds it up to the right side. Eisenhower on the dribble. She's trapped over here to Maxson. Hadley Maxson with the basketball. Across court pass goes to Glenn in forecourt. In the paint. In traffic with it to the right side is Clover. Clover looks underneath. Oh, nice pass, Clover. Glenn with a shot up. Off the rim, couldn't get it. And the rebound to Behrens. Behrens down court. Chloe Weiss, two-on-two fast break. Weiss decides to pull it out and set the offense. She dribbles between the rings, top of the circle. Bounce pass into the corner, looking for Buckmeyer. Stolen away by Jalen Clover. Clover with the steal. Down court pass, Emma Eisenhower. Back to Maxson with the basketball. Hadley Maxson, the freshman. To the right side. Now we've got a whistle. 10-second call. They didn't get across the timeline. Ottoman back into the lineup. Ruby Gravatt gave Taryn a little bit of a breather there. Looks like Chloe Weiss is going to leave the ball game, and now we've got Kinley Weiss in there. Kinley is wearing her usual number 10. My apologies for that confusion earlier. Bounce pass inside to Buckmeyer. Underneath, Ottoman. Shot is up and good. They finally got the ball into Taryn Ottoman. Her first attempt from under the basket, and she connects on it. Makes it 17-7, and just like that, Johnson Brock has a 10-point double-digit lead here with 6:16 to play in the first half. A long three from the corners off, no good. Hits the upright out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Kinley Weiss will inbound it. Kinley was nursing a bad ankle last week. She had a high ankle sprain, but she looks none the worse for wear now. Kinley seems to be moving well with the ball. Bounce pass looking for Behrens on the left side. Deflected away. Knocked out of bounds by Emma Eisenhower. Johnson Brock's basketball in forecourt on the near side. Into Ottoman in traffic. Ottoman up top to Kinley Weiss. Bounce pass across to goes right side. Pelican. Lob pass inside. Looking for Ottoman. Ball tipped away and stolen by Annika Glenn. I got to hand it to these freshmen from Southern. They're doing a good job of defending Taryn Ottoman inside the paint, not letting Taryn get much of a look at the basket. They are double-teaming and triple-teaming her the minute the pass comes in. Here's a pass wide of the mark looking for Bernard under the basket. Got away, went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Johnson Brock. Remember, the Lady Eagles, if they can get the win here, they'll be playing again tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. So I'm sure coaches Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer would like to rest those starters a little bit, if at all possible, here this afternoon. Kinley Weiss and Ruby Gravatt have already seen some action. Behrens with the ball across court pass to the far side. To Buckmeyer, she'll launch a long three that's just off the rim. Ball is tipped away. Pelican comes up with it to the left side to Kinley Weiss. Back to Ottoman on the top of the key. Around the horn, baseline in the corner. New shot clock here. Kinley Weiss had an open look. Goes into Ottoman in the paint. Ottoman works against Glenn. Tried to put a bounce pass in to Buckmeyer. Grabbed up and stolen away by Jalen Clover. Then Buckmeyer ties Clover up. And on the jump ball, the held ball possession is going to stay with Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss back into the lineup now. She'll come in and spell Daly Pelican. Pelican will take a little breather. Weiss will trigger it in. Baseline, left side, right under her own backboard. Lobs it into Behrens in traffic. Behrens with a shot over Glenn. Rebound, try for a put back up by Ottoman. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Taryn Ottoman at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Ottoman shooting two. I think they're going to get Glenn, maybe Clover. Clover is going to get called for the foul on Jaylen, her second personal. And that's team foul number one of the quarter. Free throw is up and good for Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman's now made three out of three from the charity stripe. 18-7. Johnson Brock up. Second free throw is up and good also for Taryn Ottoman. She hit them both. Ottoman now with 6 points. It's 19-7. Here's a steal. Ball stolen away by Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss wants to take it coast to coast for the lay-in. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Behrens. Behrens kicks it out to Chloe Weiss. Back to Kinley. Top of the key. It comes to Ottoman. Now Chloe Weiss. Kinley Weiss. Baseline left side. Skip pass across court. Ottoman clears it out. Ottoman holds the ball for a minute. Around the horn, around the perimeter. Into Behrens in the paint. Chloe Weiss. Impressive defense here by the Raiders. Here's a long three. Ottoman top of the key, no. Rebound, Clover. Clover comes out with it. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Lady Eagles. Probably Kinley Weiss. Looks like she was battling after that loose basketball. Yes, Kinley Weiss picks up her first personal. Team foul number one. And into forecourt with the dribble comes Maxson. Hadley Maxson, the freshman, to the right side. Jenny Forney with the ball. Jenna back up top to Maxson. Here's a bounce pass. Kicked away by Kinley Weiss and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Southern Raiders. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Midway through the second quarter now. 4:03 to play. Second period, 19-7. Johnson Brock up by 12. Jenna Forney with the basketball. Feeds it inside traffic. Shot is up and good. Nice job under the basket by Emma Eisenhower. That's Emma's first points of the night, a freshman. Chloe Weiss will hurry it down the court to Taryn Ottoman. Buckmeyer in the corner right side. Just holds the ball for a moment. Goes to Kinley Weiss, right back to Buckmeyer. Across court pass, Chloe Weiss. Kinley Weiss on the left side, baseline under the basket. Can't get a look. Back to the top of the key. It comes to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman, she thought about a three out there for a moment. Now Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Shot clock at 9. Ottoman, long three, off, no good. Rebound, Clover. Clover's going to be tied up by Chloe Weiss. Held ball, possession arrow goes to the Southern Raiders. It's a 10-point lead for Johnson Brock with 3:18 to go here in the first half. Brooklyn Behrens will take a breather now, and Daly Pelican checks in to replace her. Coach Ottoman and Buckmeyer here substituting. They've been using Ruby Gravatt, Kinley Weiss in there to spell those starters a little bit. In the corner is Glenn with the ball. Annika Glenn goes inside to Clover. She's double-teamed, has it stolen by Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss, outlet pass to Buckmeyer. Down court, Daly Pelican. Kinley Weiss, open look, three from the left wing. Got it! Kinley Weiss launched one from out here on the left side. Put her down for Kinley. That is her first three. With the basketball right side, Annika Glenn. Glenn for three, can't get it. Pelican is there for the rebound. Pelican comes down court with it, feeds it into Ottoman. She has the ball stripped away out of bounds. Nice defensive play by Emma Eisenhower. Eisenhower touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eisenhower will take a seat, and to replace her is Reese Bernard back onto the floor for the Southern Raiders. Chloe Weiss inbounds the pass on the corner on the baseline. They bring it to Buckmeyer, into Weiss in the paint. Long shot, Pelican from the left wing. Rebound, Kinley Weiss, follow shot, couldn't get it. Partially blocked there by Clover. Clover outlet pass to Forney. Forney looking down court, across court pass to the far side to Bernard. Bernard top of the key, back to Glenn. Glenn to the near side, Forney. Forney, one bounce on the dribble, then puts the bounce pass back to Glenn. Now Jenna Forney on the dribble, top of the circle. Maxson at the free throw line, couldn't get the shot, covered closely. Back it comes to Forney, looking inside the paint. A cross-court pass, Maxson. Long three is up and off, no good for Maxson. Rebound, Ottoman. She tries to dribble out of traffic, gets rid of it to Buckmeyer. Into forecourt, Chloe Weiss on the left side, near side on the wing. Kenley Weiss has the ball taken away and stolen. Maxson on the breakaway lay-in. Shot is up. Wait a minute. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the floor before the shot. Maxson got fouled before she could put the shot up inside the paint. Foul's going to be called on the Eagles. It'll be Southern's basketball underneath their own basket. The foul is going to be called on Kenley Weiss. And on Weiss, I have that as her second. They're saying, oh, no, they're going to put it on Daly Pelican. That's Pelican's first. Here's a pass to the near side, looking for Jenna Forney, and it got away. The ball goes out of bounds. Emma Eisenhower was trying to find Forney over here on the right wing. Clock is down to 1:38 to go here in the first half. 22-9, Johnson Brock up by 13. Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Bounce pass left side. Into the corner, Kenley Weiss, ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Hadley Maxson, the freshman. You hear me say the freshman quite a bit. They're playing four freshmen on a regular basis out here. The Southern Raiders, a very young basketball team. Kenley Weiss will go to the bench. Back in to replace her is Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens had a big first quarter with 10 points in the first stanza. Ottoman's in traffic, going to be tied up by Glenn. Wait a minute, might have had a foul. I think it's going to go on Annika Glenn. That's what he's waiting to see, the jersey number here for the official. Annika Glenn picks up her first personal and the second team foul of the quarter on the Southern Raiders. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Daly Pelican for three, short, rebound. Ottoman, follow shot, put back, no, follow shot, Behrens, up and good. Brooklyn Behrens now has 12 points in the ball game here in the first half. 12 points for Behrens. 1:02 to go, first half, 24-9. The lead is 15 for Johnson Brock. Glenn is in the corner, deep left side, up to Forney. Long three from the right wing that's off. Rebound Maxson. Maxson clears it out here on the near side to Bernard. Again, it comes to Forney. Jenna Forney all the way to the baseline. Has the ball taken away by Ottoman. Down court, it comes to Chloe Weiss. Weiss picked up by Maxson. Good job defensively there by Hadley to stop Weiss on the breakaway lay-in. It comes back to Weiss. Now Chloe Weiss with an open look three that's off the mark. Rebound to Pelican. New shot clock. Shot clock turned off. 24 seconds to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock up 24-9 will play for the final shot of the first half. Chloe Weiss with the basketball at the top of the circle. Weiss, bounce pass left side, Behrens. 10 seconds to go. Behrens has the ball tipped away, has to retrieve it in backcourt. 5 seconds, into the corner, Daly Pelican, long three, it's short, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer was down there battling with Jenna Forney for that rebound, and Brooklyn is going to pick up the personal on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That is her second personal, third team foul. Just 1.6 seconds on the clock here, not much chance for Southern to do anything with this. 24-9. Here's the inbound pass. They won't get a shot off. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading. The Southern High Raiders are halftime score. Johnson Brock 24 and Southern 9. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a halftime show and a rundown of the first half scoring after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country pumping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Johnson Brock High School gym. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading the Southern High Raiders 24-9. Our score at the half. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for the Raiders, Annika Glenn leads away with 3 points. Jalen Clover has two for Emma Eisenhower, and two for Reese Bernard for their total of 9. Free throw shooting, the Raiders hit 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Boy, your Johnson Brock Eagles, a big first half for Brooklyn Barron. She had 10 in the first quarter alone. She has 12 now to lead all scorers at halftime. Taryn Ottoman with 6. Daly Pelican has 3, and Kinley Weiss has 3 for their total of 24. Johnson Brock made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Daly Pelican, I talked to her before the game. She said today is her dad's birthday, so happy birthday to Scott Pelican. I know he's not hearing this because I can see him sitting down here in the front row in front of me, but nevertheless, happy birthday, Scott Pelican. Daly wanted to wish you a happy birthday. 24-9, our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, update you with the latest weather forecast. I can tell you it's a cold one, and then another 2 minutes of information, and we'll be back with the third quarter coming up. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kirk Hillman at Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics as they work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at fastsolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. An extreme cold warning is in effect tonight, continuing into Thursday. It is going to be cold this evening with mostly clear skies. We'll see a low around 17 below, but wind chill rise tonight and Thursday morning down to around 30 below. I have only 9 above for Thursday with lots of sunshine. We'll see passing clouds into Thursday night as we dip back to 11 below. Temperatures start to improve on Friday, high of 19 with mostly sunny skies. Friday night will bring mostly clear skies and a low of 8 above. We continue our warming trend into the weekend, a high of 33 with lots of sunshine. Passing clouds forecast Saturday night as we drop back to 21. We'll finish off the weekend with a high in the mid-40s and lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy Sunday night and a low of 33. Temperatures warm even more as we head into the work week, a high of 57 and mostly sunny. Looking ahead toward Monday night, mostly clear skies, a low of 35. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Listening to that weather update, 17 below tonight for the air temperature, and then I heard her say a high next week of 57. Folks, that's a 74-degree swing, so we're going to see some serious changes coming around next week, and it can't get here any too soon. A busy time for us for high school basketball here on Sunny and on KTNC. Want to remind you that if the Johnson Brock Eagles continue here, they lead 24-9. If they can get the win, that means that tomorrow they'll be facing either Freeman or Elmwood Murdoch. That game has been moved to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here at Johnson Brock, and we will have that for you live here on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, tomorrow afternoon, also at 5 o'clock, over on KTNC, John Nixon will have a battle of Richardson County in the D2 subdistrict at Sacred Heart. It'll be the Sacred Heart Irish and HTRS. That also, a 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. That's on KTNC. And this morning, the brackets come out for the boys' subdistricts. Johnson Brock will be hosting the boys' subdistricts as well next week. Games will begin Monday with Falls City Sacred Heart taking on HTRS here at Johnson. The winner of that one will play on Tuesday against the Johnson Brock Eagles. We don't have tip-off time for those yet. They haven't been posted, but that's the matchups. The other side of the bracket has Southern and Pawnee City. In C1, the Auburn Bulldogs are hosting. They'll wait for the winner of Wilbur, Claytonia, and Raymond Central. That will be on Tuesday. Falls City plays on Monday against Milford for the right to face Lincoln Christian on Tuesday. Those are some of the matchups in the boys' subdivisions, the sub-districts that we've got coming up. Here at Johnson at halftime, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles up 24-9 now over the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock will have the basketball to start the second half. Daly Pelican inbounds the ball to Chloe Weiss. Weiss to the left wing to Brooklyn Behrens. To the near side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer for a long three. It's off the rim, but does not go, and the rebound is pulled down by Emma Eisenhower. Eisenhower with the basket rebound gets it down court to Hadley Maxson. Maxson dribbles between defenders to the right side, kicks it back out to Eisenhower. Now Clover has the basketball. Maxson for a long three, right wing, got it! Nice looking shot by Hadley Maxson. Her first bucket of the afternoon as she nailed it from about 3 feet outside the arc on the right wing. 24-12. The lead is down to 12 after that three by Maxson. Now this is Ottoman with the basketball in forecourt at the top of the circle. Dribbles into the paint, free throw line. Tried to put a bounce pass into Buckmeyer that's stolen away by Clover. Clover gets the ball out to the right side, down court to Eisenhower. Back it comes to Maxson. Hadley Maxson on the dribble. A cross-court pass, Clover. Lob pass inside, taken away by Ottoman. Ottoman's going to bring the ball down the court herself. Now kicks it out to Chloe Weiss. Back into Ottoman. Clover had the steal for a moment. Ball tipped away loose. Buckmeyer comes up with it to the near side. Into Ottoman in the paint. There's Behrens driving, laying up and good. Brooklyn Behrens having a night. She's got 14, an afternoon rather. I forget it's daylight out there. 3 o'clock tip-off this afternoon. Here's a big collision between defenders. Pelican hits the floor, and Daly's not happy right now with Reese Bernard. Exchanging words here a little bit. Did not take too kindly to being knocked to the floor there, Daly Pelican. All right, Bernard will inbound it on the near side. Pelican in front of her, harassing her. She gets it in to Clover. Clover holds the ball for a moment, hands it up to Maxson. Hadley Maxson on the dribble in the paint. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Eagles. We'll see who they get for this one. Looks like it's going to go on Brooklyn Behrens. On Behrens, her first team foul number one of the quarter on the Eagles. 6:22 to play, third period, 26-12. Johnson Brock on top. Ball stolen away by Behrens. Behrens flips it down court to Pelican. Feeds across to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with a shot blocked away nicely by Clover. A whistle and a foul, and I wouldn't blame Jaylen if she's not happy about that, because Jaylen Clover, maybe they're not going to put it on her. Let's see. The foul's going to go on Emma Eisenhower. I was going to say, because Clover looked like she had a pretty clean block there. At the free throw line, Chloe Weiss. First free throw is up and good. Got it to drop. Went straight up and dropped in on her. So Chloe Weiss hits the first one. She'll have another shot coming here. 26. Did that not fall? I thought it dropped in on her. They haven't put the point up. Second shot is up. This one is off. I thought that dropped in. I looked away for a moment. Apparently it did not. 26-12. Missed them both. Driving layup at the other end. Shot is put up by Emma Eisenhower. Can't get it. Rebound Ottoman. Fast break down court. Here's Buckmeyer in traffic. Buckmeyer lost a handle on the ball. Tries to put it back to Pelican. Ball tipped away by Maxson. Yeah, she did make the free throw. They just were slow putting it up there. It's 27-12. I was looking at the scoreboard, and I knew what I'd seen, but sometimes you don't trust your eyes. 27-12. She made one out of two a moment ago, just as I had described. In the corner is Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer to the near side. Here's Pelican for three off the back of the rim, and the rebound by Glenn. Glenn, a cross-court pass, feeds it to Eisenhower. I'm impressed with this group of freshmen here, folks. They're playing against a very experienced, very good group of seniors for Johnson Brock, and they're being competitive at least. Here's a shot on the baseline by Clover. Up and off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Buckmeyer. Fast break down to Behrens, driving, laying up and dead. Brooklyn Behrens, 16 points now for the senior. Brooklyn Behrens, she averages 9.5 per ball game on the season. Here's a steal by Chloe Weiss. Weiss and Behrens, fast break. They give it to Behrens. Oh, Behrens has it blocked away, and that was a nice defensive move by Hadley Maxson. I know I've mentioned it, it's becoming redundant, but four freshmen starting out here and four freshmen playing the majority of this ball game for the Southern Raiders. Here's a ball tipped away. Behrens falls to the floor, and I think Maxson's going to get called for this one. Yes, on Hadley, that is her first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound to Chloe Weiss. Up top to Behrens. Goes around Maxson. Kicks it out to the corner. Pelican in traffic. Chloe Weiss goes down into the corner. Left side Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer holds the ball left wing to Ottoman in the paint. Back to Buckmeyer. She's going to try a three. It's off the rim. Rebound. Chloe Weiss got mugged as she went with the shot. Weiss came down with the rebound as she tried for the putback. She's fouled on the left side baseline. And we're going to put Chloe Weiss back to the free throw line. The foul's on Reese Bernard. That is her third personal, third team foul of the quarter on the Southern Raiders. So at the line is Chloe Weiss. Chloe is one out of two from the line tonight, has 1 point so far. Here shooting two. The first one is up and good. Weiss got that one to fall. She's now made two out of three. Jenna Forney back into the lineup now for the Raiders, replacing Reese Bernard. Forney, a junior in the contest. Chloe Weiss' second free throw is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound down to the Raiders. Down court, Maxson on the dribble. Hadley Maxson to the top of the key, finds Jenna Forney with the pass. Bounce pass right side, Clover. Across court to the near side, ball tipped away by Pelican. Daly Pelican almost had a steal and was on the run here, but she couldn't pull it down. It got away out of bounds. 30-12, Johnson Brock up now. Kinley Weiss back into the lineup. Kinley comes in to rest Daly Pelican. She's got that sore shoulder, torn labrum, I understand. Playing through the pain there a little bit. Forney has to chase it back in backcourt. It'll be over and back, and Johnson Brock will get the basketball. Turnover gives the ball back to the Lady Eagles. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. Chloe Weiss to inbound it. She'll toss it into Kinley Weiss. Now into the ball game is Aslan Stevens for the first time this afternoon. Stevens checking in for the Raiders. On the left wing with it, a cross-court pass comes to the near side. Kinley Weiss puts up a three. It won't go. Ball is tipped away, goes out into the corner on the left side to Chloe Weiss. And Chloe will be fouled. The foul is going to be on Hadley Markson. On Markson, her second personal. That's team foul number four of the period on the Southern Raiders. Inbound the ball to Taryn Ottoman. Left side to the corner. Down to Behrens. Back to the top of the key. Chloe Weiss. Kinley Weiss feeds Ottoman inside the free throw circle. Chloe Weiss underneath. Oh, there's Behrens. She goes up with a shot. No whistle. Behrens got mugged as she went up with a shot. The rebound comes down to Buckmeyer. Now taken away by Glenn. Here's Maxson on the fast break. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. Hadley had coverage there by Chloe Weiss. Rebound comes down to Ottoman. Down court pass quickly to Behrens. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's 30-12. Johnson Brock on top. Ottoman almost had it tipped away by Maxson. Into the corner. Behrens, open look from the baseline left side. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Forney. Outlet pass comes to Maxson. Maxson will bring the basketball down court now for the Southern Raiders. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. There's a steal. Fast break. Behrens the other end. Behrens goes up with a shot. Nice job defensively by Maxson. She blocked the layup and got the loose basketball. Here comes Maxson into forecourt. Top of the key, gives it to Stevens. A three from the left wing, up by Jenna Forney. Doesn't go. Rebound underneath Clover. Clover, outlet pass back to Maxson. It goes to Clover. Ball gets away out of bounds and touch last by the Raiders. Here's Daly Pelican back into the game now for Johnson Brock. She'll rest Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens will take a breather. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Again, I'm sure Coach Ottoman and Buckmeyer are thinking with that game coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock, they'd like to rest these starters a little bit. They've been using Ruby Gravatt and Kinley Weiss alternating in there to get those starters some time on the bench once in a while, a little bit of a breather. Pelican, a cross-court pass, goes into the baseline to Ottoman, out at Chloe Weiss for three. Rebound Buckmeyer, gives it back up top to Pelican. Now Ottoman for three, it's off the rim. Johnson Brock launching a lot of threes here, and they haven't been dropping as of late. Maxson in backcourt is double-teamed. She gets rid of the ball to Glenn. Glenn into forecourt. Ball tipped away. In the ballgame now, Addison Young in there. Young has it. There's a shot up by Ottoman. Doesn't go. Got her own rebound. Follow shot doesn't go. And Glenn comes down with the rebound. Down court to Maxson. Fast break to the right side. This is Eisenhower with the ball. Ball tipped away by Chloe Weiss. Weiss touched it last. Tipped it away from Eisenhower. Addison Young. Eddie Young, a senior, in the ballgame now for the Southern Raiders. Addison Young will inbound the ball. She'll stand right in front of the Raiders bench to inbound the pass. Young into the corner. It comes right back to Young. Baseline right side. There's a long three up and good. Reese Bernard hits the three from the corner on the right side. Makes it 30-15. The score doubled up now on the Raiders. Ottoman at the free throw circle in the paint to Buckmeyer under the basket. A cross court pass. Kinley Weiss feeds to Behrens. Behrens looks to Ottoman. Ottoman can't go up with a shot. Now it does. Short off the rim. Behrens had the follow shot, but the ball got away from Brooklyn. Behrens out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to the Raiders. 1:33 to go in the third quarter. 30-15. Johnson Brock leading Southern High here in the sub-districts. I guess you'd call it the sub-districts semifinal. The final is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Maxson with the basketball. Hadley Maxson to the right side to Addison Young. Ball tipped away by Ottoman. She's going to bring it into forecourt herself. Down to Kinley Weiss in the corner. Top of the key, Behrens. Free throw line. Bounce pass. Buckmeyer, open look. Three. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman was there waiting for the rebound. She's got 8 points now. And it's 32-15. The lead is 17 for Johnson Brock. Addison Young with the ball, right wing, up to Hadley Maxson. Maxson looking for Young underneath. The ball tipped away by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer just kind of intercepted that pass route underneath the basket, tipped it away out of bounds. And the ball will belong to the Southern Raiders. Winner of this one will face the winner of the next game coming up here. That's between Freeman and Elmwood Murdoch. That's who plays next this afternoon. Inbounding the ball to the right side. They get it in into the corner. Handling it is Emma Eisenhower. Tipped away. Kinley Weiss came up with the ball. I'm not sure what the call is. They're ruling the basketball is going to stay with the Southern Raiders. Yeah, we've got a whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock. The foul's going to be on Kinley Weiss, her second personal. Second team foul of the quarter. Here's a shot up and good from the corner on the right side. Getting that basket to drop was Reese Bernard. Bernard put it down. 32-17, your score now. Into the corner on the right side with the basketball. Handling it is Kinley Weiss. Skip pass goes across into the corner left side down to Behrens. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 16 on the game clock. Kinley Weiss is trapped underneath the basket. Comes back up top with it. Chloe Weiss thought about the shot. Shot clock at 4. Here's Pelican for 3. Got it. Daly Pelican, her second 3 of the afternoon. She's got 6 points. There's a buzzer, and after 3 quarters, Johnson Brock on top, 35-17. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
We move into the fourth and final stanza. It'll be Raiders basketball. Southern with the ball into the corner. Glenn has the ball. Bounce pass inside the paint. Moving toward the hoop. Fall away jump shot up in and out of there. Shot put up by Emma Eisenhower. Couldn't get it to drop. Rebound came down to Behrens. Down court Weiss. Weiss puts it in the paint. Ottoman. Here's a 3 on the way up by Pelican. Rebound, follow shot, Behrens. Behrens clears it back up top to Buckmeyer. They get a new shot clock. Here's a 3 by Chloe Weiss from the corner. It won't go. Rebound, follow shot, Ottoman up and good. Taryn Ottoman now in double figures. She has 10 points. Taryn below her average here so far. They've really done a good job defending her. She's been averaging 18.5 points all season. Here's Glenn under the basket. Ottoman with a block and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Taryn Ottoman. Taryn, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock, and it'll send to the free throw line Annika Glenn. Glenn, the freshman, is 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, this afternoon. She has 3 points. First free throw is up and good. She now has 4 for the Southern Raiders. Only one senior on this roster for Southern. That's Addison Young. 4 freshmen starting. 5 freshmen have played extensively here today. Second free throw is up. It's good also. She got the rattle and roll and got it to drop. Glenn has 5 points now. It's 37-19. The lead is 18. There's a pass just too tall for Chloe Weiss. Daly Pelican walks off shaking her head as she tried to put a device across the floor, and it was a little too tall. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 7:03 to go in the ballgame. 37-19. Lady Eagles up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back with you at Johnson Brock High School. Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer for this afternoon's presentation of high school basketball. The Southern Raiders will have the ball as play is resumed. Hadley Maxson at the top of the circle feeds it to the right side to Clover. Clover under the basket wanted to put a little reverse shot up, couldn't get it. Gives it to Glenn. She'll be called for a double dribble. That's a shame because Annika made a nice move to the basket and dropped it in the hoop, but they say she double dribbled before putting the shot up there. 6:44 to go in this one. If the Johnson Brock girls can get the win here, they will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3. They'll play the winner of Elmwood, Murdoch, and Freeman. That's the next game coming up here in Johnson. Johnson Brock with the ball, taking their time now with an 18-point lead. Barron's in the corner, left side. Brooklyn has 16 points already in the game, well above her 9-point average. Here's Chloe Weiss for three. It won't go. Glenn has the rebound. And Weiss steals the ball right back, gives it to Ottoman. Ottoman with a fall-away shot, can't get it. And there with the rebound to pull it down is Reese Bernard for the Raiders. Outlet pass to Maxson. Here comes Hadley Maxson down in a hurry. Gives to Eisenhower. Driving layup up and good. Nice move by Emma Eisenhower. Eisenhower has 4 points. Now a whistle and a miscue on the inbound pass. They stepped Johnson Brock, the unnamed player, stepped across the baseline before she inbounded the ball. I just did one of the girls a favor. We won't identify her. Just stepped across the line before she inbounded it. And it'll be Southern's basketball. Here's Maxson for three. Got it. Hadley Maxson, her second three-pointer. Dropped it in from out here, and suddenly the lead is down to 13, 37-24. This gets Johnson Brock's attention. Underneath goes Chloe Weiss for a lay-in she can't get, and the ball is tipped away by Weiss. It'll go back to Southern. So back-to-back three-pointers here by the Raiders have taken a 19-point lead down to 13 in just a matter of 10 seconds. Now the lead is 13, 37-24, still 5.5 minutes to play. Maxson into forecourt, passes to Eisenhower. Across court, Bernard on the left wing. Back up top, it comes to Maxson. She's guarded by Chloe Weiss. Maxson has it tipped away by Weiss. Glenn grabs the loose basketball. Annika Glenn, jump shot right side. It's short. Rebound, Daly Pelican. Pelican dribbles between defenders, gives it up to Buckmeyer. To the left wing, Chloe Weiss almost lost the handle inside the paint. Baseline left side. Here's Ottoman in the paint at the free throw circle. Around the horn, right wing, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer didn't want to pull the trigger. Goes in with it to Barron's. Barron's goes up with a shot she can't hit. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Brooklyn Barron's at the free throw line. Brooklyn has 16 points so far tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Annika Glenn, her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Barron's first free throw is up and off, no good. Brooklyn has now hit 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, and she has 16 points in this afternoon's ballgame. Brooklyn Barron's second free throw is up. It's off also. Couldn't hit it. Hit the iron, rimmed off the rebound, comes down to Maxson. There's Hadley Maxson across to Eisenhower on the right side. Back it comes to Maxson. Maxson lost her dribble up top. There's Glenn with a long three off the rim. No. Rebound. Clover. Clover had the rebound, then a whistle and a foul. Probably going to go on Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman was battling down there with Jalen Clover, but I think Clover had the position, and it's going to go on Ottoman. On Taryn Ottoman, that will be her third personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. Inbounding the pass, baseline Bernard. Reese Bernard lobs it in top to Glenn. Glenn takes a couple of dribbles, working against Ottoman. Timeout's going to be taken by the Southern Raiders with 4:26 to go in the ballgame. 37-24, Johnson on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Randy Gattula back with you here in Johnson. The scoreboard here at Johnson Brock shows 4 minutes, 36 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. Our score, Johnson Brock 37, Southern 24. Winner of this one will face the winner of the upcoming game here in just a few minutes. That one between the Freeman Falcons and the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch. That's at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here at Johnson. Johnson Brock continues and gets the win. We'll have that for you here on Sunny 101.3. Here's an inbound pass going to get away, and a turnover gives it back to Johnson Brock. Also tomorrow afternoon, reminder, at 5 o'clock over on KTNC, John Nixon will be on the air in Fall City. The Sacred Heart Irish and HTRS girls doing battle there in the sub-district. That's played at the Rowe Activity Center, 5 o'clock tomorrow. You'll hear it on KTNC. So we'll have basketball going simultaneously tomorrow, hopefully, at 5 o'clock. Here's Johnson Brock with the basketball. Ottoman takes it in, driving layup, has the ball ripped away. And it got away from her out of bounds. I'll tell you, tip of the hat to these girls from Southern, because Ottoman is hard to stop when she's coming down the lane for the lay-in, and they've done a great job of blocking that shot away. Taryn is in double figures. She's got 10, but well below her average of 18.5 here because of some great defense inside the paint here by the Raiders. Here's Maxson's pass is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Now Bernard will inbound it. She'll inbound it on the baseline on the left side. Looking to lob it in up top. Comes in with it to Eisenhower. Ball tipped away from Eisenhower. Down here by Daly Pelican. So now Jalen Culver will inbound it on the side in forecourt. Goes in the paint with it to Eisenhower. She loses the ball off her foot. Chased down and picked up by Behrens. And then Behrens is fouled immediately. I think that's going to go on Maxson. I started the game this afternoon calling Hadley Markson. And for that, I apologize. I figured it out shortly. It's Maxson, M-A-X-S-O-N. Hadley, a freshman. I should know her name. She's one of my Facebook friends. 37-24, Johnson Brock up by 13. Driving lay-in up, go for Ottoman. Blocked away by Glenn. Annika Glenn with the rebound. Starts up court, across court to Maxson. Maxson dribbles around Chloe Weiss into forecourt. Maxson takes it all the way in, driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up by Clover. It won't go. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, outlet pass, comes down to Pelican with the basketball. 3.5 minutes to go. You got to wonder if Johnson Brock here up by 13 isn't thinking about maybe slowing things down just a little bit, using up that whole 35 seconds of every possession. Now Buckmeyer is double-teamed, has the ball taken away, got it back, and then they reach, they grab Buckmeyer as she came out of there with the ball. Clover is going to pick up her third personal. That's team foul number 3. On the Raiders. Clock is down to 3:13 to go. Johnson Brock with a 13-point lead. 37-24. Left side with it. Daly Pelican in the paint. Ottoman back to the left wing. Chloe Weiss again to Pelican. I'm sure they're thinking about using up that shot clock. The clock is their friend here with a 13-point lead. 2:58 to go. Shot clock has 18 seconds. Weiss into Ottoman, inside Buckmeyer, back to Weiss in the corner, shot clock at 10 to the near side. Here's Pelican for a long three that's off the rim, and the rebound, Buckmeyer had it for a moment. I think they're going to get Brooklyn for a foul as she went after that rebound. Brooklyn Buckmeyer picks up her third personal here of the ballgame, and I think we're going to have a timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my
Now, get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amounts, discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Take a minute to remind you that in addition to our coverage of sub-district girls basketball tomorrow, I'll also have boys basketball on the air Friday night, the last regular season game of our broadcast year for us. I will be in Tecumseh, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, hosting the Auburn Bulldogs, and that should be a great matchup this year. The Auburn Bulldogs, of course, missing one of their key players. Nixon LaGoria is injured. He's not available to the Bulldogs, so they're a little bit short-handed, but it'll be Johnson County and Auburn, 7 o'clock tip-off. That one is scheduled for this Friday night, and you'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3. Back here in Johnson, 2:40 to play in this one. Here's a steal. Pelican feeds across to Buckmeyer, driving lay-in up and good. Pelican with the assist. Buckmeyer with the lay-in. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the senior, her first 2 points tonight. Here's a fast break coming the other way, and the ball just got away down here for Reese Bernard. Bernard couldn't chase it down. Goes out of bounds. Johnson Brock now up by 15, 39-24 with 2:26 to go. The winner of this one, if it is Johnson Brock here, again will face either Freeman or Elmwood Murdoch. They played earlier this year. I think it was only a 2 or 3 point ball game. I'm not even sure who won that one. I know it was very close. Here's Pelican for three. She hits it. Daly Pelican, her third three-pointer of the afternoon from out here on the right wing. 42-24. Now Johnson Brock starting to open up a gap. Maxson has the ball tipped away by Pelican, grabbed up by Behrens. And now Johnson Brock very wisely slowing things down here. Chloe Weiss in no hurry. Under 2 minutes to play. 1:45 to go. Up by 18, 42-24. Pelican around the top of the key to the left wing goes to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens takes it into the paint, back to the top of the circle. Chloe Weiss goes into the corner, baseline right side. Bounce pass across to Ottoman. She'll go up with a shot. Up and good. Taryn Ottoman couldn't turn that one down. She was all alone under the basket on the left side. And suddenly Johnson Brock has opened it back up to a 20-point lead. Timeout taken with 1:18 to go. That's just a substitution timeout, so we're going to keep it here live. Jenna Forney into the ballgame. Addison Young back into the ballgame. Aslan Stevens into the contest. Want to get all these girls ID'd here. Addison Young, as we mentioned, the only senior on the roster. We've had a fun time watching that young lady over the last 3 or 4 years playing at Southern. Addison out there, she told me she's going to go out for track this year. She missed the track season last year because of an auto accident, and she's going to take advantage of that senior year here. Young with the basketball on the right side, Addie Young. They lob it inside, handling the ball in the paint is Stevens. Turnaround shot is up, it's off, no good, and the rebound to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer looks out, gives it up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court on the dribble across the timeline. 56 seconds to go. Johnson Brock just running the clock down. Shot clock with 22. Looks like Allie Nichols ready to check in. And also looks like Casey Knempelmeyer up off the bench getting ready to check in here. Maybe Emily Bowling also. We're trying to ID all the players across the way wanting to get into the game. 33 seconds to go. Here's a shot at the shot clock that doesn't go. Coming down with it is Buckmeyer up top in the paint. Ball tipped away. Here's a steal. Clover gets it into forecourt to the left side. Jenna Forney. Forney top of the key. I'm not sure these girls are going to get in with just 15 seconds to go. On the right side, turning his under the basket, shot is up, off, no good. Clover with the rebound, ball gets out of bounds, and we are going to get all the subs into the ball game. Less idea for you. Looks like getting in is Ayla Eggers into the ball game. Casey Knippelmeyer comes into the contest, and Helly Nichols into the game. Johnson Brock, they can just dribble this out 5 or 6 seconds. Knippelmeyer will bring it across the timeline and hold the ball. Wait for the buzzer. There's the ball game. Johnson Brock with the win, 44-24, will be your final score this afternoon. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles advance in the semifinals, and they will face either Freeman or Elmwood Brook. 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with the post-game show, give you a rundown of all the individual scoring, and let you know how your favorite player performed. That's coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson-Brock High School. The final score, the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles defeating the Southern High Raiders 44-24. That's your final. Johnson-Brock will advance and play again tomorrow at 5 o'clock against either Freeman or Elmwood Murdoch. Let's look at the numbers from this one. First of all, for the Southern Raiders, they were led this afternoon by Reese Bernard with 7 points in the ballgame. Emma Eisenhower had 5. Hadley Maxson also with 5. Annika Glenn had 5. And Jalen Clover added 2 for their grand total of 24. From the free throw line, the Raiders this afternoon, they shot well. They made 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, a big first half for Brooklyn Behrens. She had 12 at halftime. She ended up leading all scorers, finishing with 16 points in the ballgame. Taryn Ottoman was also in double figures. She had 12 this afternoon. Bailey Pelican, on her dad's birthday here, she got 9. 3 points for Kinley Weiss. Brooklyn Buckmeyer added 2, and Chloe Weiss added 2 for Johnson-Brock's total of 44. From the free throw line, Johnson-Brock hit 7 out of 12. With the win, Johnson-Brock improves their record now to 23-1. After losing that season opener to Lincoln Christian, they have reeled off 23 straight wins this season. The Southern High Raiders playing a lot of freshmen, getting a lot of varsity experience. The loss drops their season record to 8-16. That's how they finish up. But I'm telling you, the Southern Raiders, folks, I look for some big things in the next 2 or 3 years. They're starting 4 freshmen, and actually 5 of their top 6 players were all freshmen, and I saw some sparks, a lot of ability there. There's going to be some good basketball played in the coming years over at Southern, so keep your eye on the Lady Raiders. They were young this year, but they went 8-16, basically with a freshman basketball team out there. Not bad at all. So, where does that put us? That means that tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, as we've been telling you, Johnson Brock will play either Freeman or Elmwood Murdoch. They're getting set to play here in just a few minutes. Also tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, over on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting HTRS in the D2 sub-district. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. I'll be here at Johnson here on Sunny 101.3 with the Johnson Brock game. Then this coming Friday night, I will be in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central, hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. I'm looking forward to that one. It's a boys' game only, of course. I'm told they're planning to tip that off around 7 o'clock. So that'll be 7 o'clock Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. That's what we've got on the schedule for you the rest of this week. I can tell you next week we'll pick up coverage of boys' sub-district action. We're going to have to let John Nixon take a look at those brackets and figure out where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. John sorts that out and makes my life simpler, but I can assure you both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC, we'll have coverage of boys' sub-districts coming up for you next week. So, on a very cold February afternoon in Johnson, that's about going to wrap it up for this afternoon's basketball coverage. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Johnson Brock Eagles 44 and the Southern Raiders 24. Good afternoon, everyone. You've been enjoying high school basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.